found this signed serigraph by Bernard Hoyer in an obscure little gallery in Richmond.
Whitley, I just got out of a meeting with Mr. Crumb.
Come in, John.
Well, hello.
Hi, I'm Charmaine Taisha Brown.
I'm Big John Holtworth. Are you the new head of finance?
Stop. I'm a freshman at Hillman College.
A freshman. Freshman.
I'm taking intro to sociology. And we're assigned to write a biography, so I'm following Miss Gilbert Wayne around for the next couple of days, recording her every move.
Well, you've picked a very worthy subject.
Do you have a point, John?
Yes, your pitch meeting with Mr. Crumb has been canceled.
Canceled? I have this wonderful piece to show him. Great investments wait for no one.
I will. Look, we're not buying anything until the Tazcat merger goes through.
So what am I supposed to do in the meantime? Just hang out by the water cooler?
If you get hot enough. Relax. The merger's gonna go through any day now. Besides, I'm sure your subsequent pay raise will make it worth the wait.
Pay raise.
Miss Charmaine Taisha Brown, I do hope I see you again.
Me too.
Well, well, well.
Now, you nip that in the bud, Missy. Because Big Brother John derives his manhood from sexual harassment, I know firsthand.
He harassed you in the workplace? Oh, no. If he harassed me, I'd smack his tight booty loose.
If they won't listen to my opinion, then, hi, that's on them. Nobody says that I can't purchase that print myself anyway.
Mm-hmm. How much is it, baby?
You snooze, you lose. That's what I always say, and it's a great investment.
Yeah, that's right. How much is it, baby?
It'll double its value in 5 years.
Whitley, how much is it?
$3,000.
$3,000 for a picture? Are you crazy, woman? We got a television in there that costs $300. We get a different picture every time we put it on.
This is a limited edition. It's a bargain.
No, no, no. 3 pair of socks for $2.99, that's a bargain.
Twain, would you please step up? I buy art for a living. Trust me.
It's not about trust, baby. It's about learning to live within our means.
Well, that doesn't mean live like paupers. I put a little more in the account every month. Mm-hmm. I make enough.
You make enough.
I just mean I'm getting a hefty pay raising.
Well, congratulations, Leona. Since you make so much more, why don't you buy the thing yourself?
I can't afford it by myself, Dwayne.
My point, Whitney.
Excuse me, Buster. We're having a little conversation here.
Carry on.
Uh-oh, we finished this conversation.
Oh. We can't afford the print, but we can afford to feed Jughead.
Hey, listen. At least Jughead just doesn't hang on the wall and do nothing, okay?
Really?
Way to control your woman there, brother.
Shut up.
Ain't no way in the world we spending $3,000 for no stupid picture.
Tell it. Oh, it just sounds like a lot to you because you're a cheap, wallet-clutching, coupon-cutting type wire.
You gonna sit in my house and call me cheap and eat my food? I'm smart with money, okay? And Whitley has no right to throw that bigger paycheck in my face.
Oh, relax, money. Kim makes more than me. Do you see me complaining?
You don't make anything, Ron.
Well, regardless, you can afford it. Look, it's not just your little professor paycheck anymore. You got her big one, too. Unless it ain't even about that. Maybe you just want to make all the decisions.
Please, I'm a much bigger man than that, Ron.
Are you? Well, I gotta get going to my double-day dinner. Kim wants to pass the peace pipe. She thinks that Shaza, myself, and Freddie should sit down and act like human beings. You know what I mean? I don't like the way he's always pushing up on Freddie.
That's kind of the way you always pushing up on Kim, man.
No. No, no, no. See, that's different.
That's different because you ain't getting any.
No, wait, wait. Yeah, get that. I have arrived.
Hello, baby.
Hey there.
Thank you.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You smell great. What is that?
Formaldehyde.
Smooth, brother. Smooth, brother.
Some people mistake it for musk oil. I do.
This is for you. Kim?
Mm-hmm.
You need some help to steam up the kitchen?
No, everything's ready. Let's go.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yes.
Shazza?
What's up, babe?
My chair.
Yeah, that's your chair. Come on, baby, you know we don't believe in that stuff.
Believe in what? Common courtesy?
Thank you.
Sexism, my brother. Winnie's my equal. Therefore, there's no need to place in a position of helplessness.
Kim is anything but helpless. I do it because I care about her.
Winnie knows I care about her. I just show her the right way.
Lasagna, my favorite.
It's vegetarian.
Well, guess we know who made what. Oh, but Kim, you threw down on these Cajun vegetables. The way you just mixed up the right spices in this popping, baby, you know, flavorful. I like that.
Ron, I made the lasagna. Freddie made the vegetables.
Oh.
But thank you. He's so appreciative.
I see that, Freddie.
Shazai, you haven't said anything, honey.
Oh. He's so appreciative.
He is where it counts.
Oh, yes, lovering and grunting is so manly.
How was lab today?
Well, actually, Spencer and I played a trick on
Steve.
This is
so cool. I mean, the way you take such an interest in your academic life.
What? You don't think I take an interest in your academic life, baby? I take an interest in everything you do.
Yeah, by accusing her of selling out to the system 24/7.
Excuse me, he's trying to keep me real, grounded, and black. Thank you.
This coming from old Blue Eyes.
Oh, don't even go there. That is so unnecessary, Ron.
Oh, I have to go there.
You don't have to go there. It's unnecessary. Oh, calm down, Charmaine. Calm down.
Honey, I think I could use some wine, please.
Sure, baby.
Thank you. Could you stop giving me those looks?
You stop slobbing all on Dread Flintstone.
Are you jealous?
You are fine.
I don't believe this.
Believe what?
Charmaine caught Gina stealing cookies from her care packet.
No deal, Charmaine! Honey, do you remember that trip that we took last month in the mountains?
Oh, baby, my mortal soul could not contain the passion that erupted during those first two beautiful lines.
Oops.
Kim, what do you say? You and I go to Richmond Falls this weekend. It's so lovely this time of the year.
Sure, Ron, if you don't mind a headless, half-dissected cadaver lying between us.
Oh, is that male, female?
Ron, your food's getting cold.
Oh.
Honey, I'm getting cold.
What, always gnawing on the girl. Can't she eat her dinner?
Some of us got better things to do.
Yeah, well, so do we. Come on, Kim, let's get busy.
I beg your pardon.
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, just how did you mean it, Mr. Sensitivity?
Oh, who are you calling,
hey,
Mr. Sensitivity?
Know how to treat a woman.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe B.H. Wright is letting this one go.
Hey, baby.
Wayne, what are you doing here?
Making a good investment, I hope.
You bought the Serigraph.
What? I'm just kidding. I love you. So, you gonna stand there with cheese on your face? Or you gonna show me which one this is?
Oh, this one. Take it out of the box and get on out of here.
Look at that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's kind of fly.
Isn't it nice?
Not bad.
Dwayne, in a few years, we're gonna be living large.
Well, we'll be living in a large cardboard box, baby. You like that?
Thank you for trusting me.
I love you, and I trust you.
You're a good man.
I'm a damn good man.
I love that man.
Thank you. Miss Charmaine Brown, I was hoping I'd see you again.
Well, you can keep on hoping, because as far as you're concerned, I ain't here.
Well, good, because I need to speak with Whitley alone.
You sit right down, take notes. Is this about my raise, John?
Yes.
You're not getting one. The merger fell through last night.
John, I have worked very hard for this company for a year and a half now. My work has been exemplary. How long will it be undervalued?
You don't understand. The merger was an attempt to bolster sagging revenues. Unfortunately, we cannot afford future art acquisitions. And, well, it pains me personally to have to tell you this, Whitley, and I'm sorry. But we simply have no other choice other than to let you go.
Oh, Miss Whitney.
Double shot of coffee, please, Mr. Gaines.
Oh, it's kind of late in the day for that, ain't it?
Just pour.
Hey, Whitley. Oh, nice painting.
Thank you.
Why are you at work?
The E.H. Riders give me more flexible hours. Oh, how's your dinner party?
Oh, Ron was trying hard. Shaza was annoying, but that's a given.
Well, it's better than expected.
Yeah, but something is missing, Whitley. I mean, when I'm with Ron, I find myself thinking about my cadaver.
My. Well, don't give up on Ron. These things take time.
Excuse me?
I don't think it's right to just toss someone away after all their hard work and commitment and effort that they put in.
Oh, wow, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Whitley, I'm so sorry you lost your job, and I have to admit I was extremely upset, but I realized I could change the name of my paper to The Rise and Fall of Whitley Gilbert, African-American Tragedy. Oh, and I highlight the classifiers and don't bother thanking me. It's the least I can do for a Hillman bum. I mean alum.
You lost your job?
So what, chicken butt? I'll get another one. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm any less of a human being. I'm not a statistic, you know. And I didn't get fired. I got laid off.
Hey, baby.
No! Ooh,
what's the thing,
man? Don't sneak up on a brother.
Man, who are you hiding from?
No, nobody.
I see Vernon. I see Whitley. Ooh, and I see Kimmy.
Get away from there, man.
What's the matter with you, man?
I kissed her.
Damn, was that bad?
Oh, I'm talking about Freddie. I kissed Freddie.
You kissed Freddie? Get out of here.
Yeah, the first day back in Hyde Hall.
You and Freddie got busy in the middle of Hyde Hall?
No, not in the middle of Hyde Hall. Behind the pillar.
I can't believe you kissed Freddie. Get out of here.
I can't even. Two women just. I'm caught in the love triangle.
You're in the Bermuda Triangle.
So, did you tell Dwayne?
No, and we're barely getting by as it is. Then I go and convince him to spend our savings on this serigraph. He's gonna kill me.
Oh, you better write your will now.
Yeah.
Come on, hey.
Hey, babe.
How about going to my place, baby?
Oh, yes.
My place. My
place. Hey, Mr. Gaines, can I get some water, please? Baby, you come see me on your break?
Sort of.
Ah, hey, I gotta tell you, this thing here, very fly, but that 3,000 hurt a brother. Whew.
I know.
Biggest check I ever wrote, baby.
Really?
But I trust you, so what the heck?
Wayne, I lost my job.
You crazy. Girl, don't do that. You're gonna give me an ulcer.
Seriously, Pookie?
Is she serious, Pookie?
You are serious. Baby, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
They got rid of my whole department, including me.
Are you okay?
I think so.
Are you sure, babe? Don't worry about a thing, Whitley. We're gonna get through this. I'll just take this picture back and we'll get the money from that until something comes along.
It's not a sweater, Dwayne. I mean, once the money exchanges hands, it's over. Finito.
Dang! This is good. This is good. This is good. So now we have one income, no money, and a $3,000 print. Mr. Gaines, can I get some more water, please?
More coffee! Dwayne, I'm so sorry. It's all my fault. You married a complete, compulsive, jobless idiot.
No, sweetie. Sit over there. It's all right. No, everything is okay. You know, I'll just take on some extra consulting work from Kanishiwa. I'll get us through
Dwayne.
This. No, Whitley, no, baby. I got it covered. This is on me. I can handle this. I'll get us through this. All right, I got to get back right now. We'll talk more over dinner. Okay. How you feel? Can you make some tostadas?
My office chair is barely cold, and you got me being your personal cook. I did not go through 5 years of college to be your little housewife. I will get another job, brother.
Whitley, I wasn't saying...
I want your support, not your dinner order.
Okay, well, would you like to go out for dinner tonight?
Okay.
Okay. Are you free this afternoon?
But you have in mind.
I want you to pick up my dry cleaning.
What did you have in mind?
This is fun.
This is great.
This isn't working, is it?
It's been better.
You know, ever since the day you stayed over, something has been in the way of us getting together, Ron.
Like what?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's in this room with us.
No, no. There's nothing in the room. See, the room is empty.
Oh, come on, Ron. Be honest. I know you feel it.
Well, all right, I'm a little torn.
About what?
Well, Kim, I like you. I really, really like you.
I like you, too.
But I also like freedom.
Yeah. I know, I feel the same way.
Yeah?
But I'm not ready for a commitment, Ron.
Yeah, I understand.
I need to concentrate on my books.
You know, and I need to concentrate on my... on concentration. What I need to concentrate on. Concentrate. So where does that leave us?
Friend?
Wanna go get some dinner?
I'd like that, friend.
Okay. Kim, are we still the kind of friends that get friendly?
Oh, God. It's just a question.
If you get all upset, brother can ask a question. Oh, so next time we'll go Dutch.
You're one of a kind.
That's true.
I'll see you later.
Yes, you will.
I can see that you're having a good time tonight.
Yeah, and you and your roommate have a lot to talk about.
What do you mean?
We broke up.
What? What are you saying? What did you tell her?
Freddie, we need to talk.
Yes, Kimmy, we have to talk.
Ron and I broke up.
Sorry, Kim, I'm really sorry.
Oh, come on, you didn't even like Ron. Besides, it's nobody's fault.
It isn't?
No, there's no chemistry between us.
Who are you telling? I mean, you said it, right?
Just look at it this way. You don't have to worry about Ron coming over here anymore, huh?
Woo! Relief!
You really shouldn't have taken me to Chez Juice or more. We're trying to watch our pennies.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make my baby feel good.
You don't have to spend money on me to make me feel good.
You lie.
Okay, a few dollars here and there.
That's right.
But I got you, baby.
I got you, baby.
Oh. Hey, what's wrong?
Stay right there.
What's going on?
Just stay there.
Bang. Why?
We've been robbed.
Oh, Lord. Call the police.
They took the phone, baby.
And the TV and the VCR. And the microwave. They stole the can opener.
I forgot to lock up my computer.
Stereo, my good boss. Ah!
What? Whitley, what?
My clothes. Everything's gone. They left me nothing but these wire hangers. I hate wire hangers. No more wire hangers.
Baby, where did you hang that painting? Well, somebody just made a real good investment.
But we still have each other.
That's right.
But I want my clothes.